Hello?
Hello, is Mr. Daniels available?
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. So listen, I found the problem, the issue, with, so she's 2 hours off. It's 2 hours she missed on a 42-hour week. That's what happened with her check. I'm looking at her clock ins on Tuesday, because it's from the 1st to the 7th, that Monday through Sunday. On that she has her 6 hours on Monday. On Tuesday, she has five and a half hours done because she clocked in at 9:01, which is fine. She clocked out at, 2:36. That's shortened. That didn't complete a whole hour, so that's five and a half hours. She was fine on Wednesday with a full 6 hours. Thursday, she only did five, not six. She clocked in at 9:13, and then she clocked out at 2:09, not 3 o'clock. So that shortened it to 5 hours. Friday, she was fine. She got a full 6 hours. Saturday, she had a full six. And Sunday, she got a full six. So that's what happened. She missed 2 full hours. So she missed her overtime. She only had 40 hours. And she missed two hours of overtime.
Are you able to see where she is now? So that won't happen again? You able to see like where she is now with her hours?
Let me see. For this week, is the 8th through the 14th. On the 8th, which is Monday, she was fine. Full six. Full six on Tuesday. Full six on Wednesday. Five on yesterday. She clocked out at 2 instead of 3. So she's at 5 on September 11th. Today she clocked in 2 minutes early, which is fine. She hasn't clocked out yet. So right now she's an hour behind. So she's an hour behind because yesterday she clocked out at 2 instead of 3.
All right, so I have a clock out at 4 today. So she's probably used to the last agency, Maria, she was sending like a courtesy text to let her know a lot, like about hours. But I'll let her know just to stay on top of them that she just didn't get her overtime because she was complaining about that. So I'll talk to her about that, and I'll make sure she stays on top of her hours. Thank you so much, Aaron. I appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell her to make sure she checks because we don't do checks internally. HHA Exchange is the state that the system the state uses. So once she clocks it out, that goes directly to the payroll company, and that pays it. So you just gotta be mindful of that.
I reached out to you yesterday too to see if you ever got contact with the guy with the property.
Yeah, I talked to him. Yeah, I gave you information.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, bye.